Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Anroa, founder of Claim.com, and today I come to you with 2021 year in review. This is probably going to be a bit messy because it's my first one, but here I am and here we go. So 2021, I've written this, by the way, as the newsletter that I share with all of the women who follow me and my clients. So if you're still not on my email list, you should be, and there's going to be a link down below somewhere where you can sign up for our email list so you can receive awesome content in the written form from me. So let's begin. 2021. Oh my God, what a year it has been. I've just recently been sharing, we've gotten together with the Claim team and talked about what was 2021. And for some of our team members, it's been quite a hard year. For me, I always feel like I live in a bubble, you know, and really, I guess it's luck, but it's also, I think, what you attract into your life. It has been really challenging, but quite interestingly, with this COVID thing, I don't know if you follow the news or whatever, but in Australia, 2021 really for Australia has been quite a hard year because we've been hit with COVID yet again. It was so crazy. We had lockdowns and things, but I lived in a town. Mid through the year, we moved to Byron Bay, but we lived in Canberra where there was no COVID and basically no COVID. And then we moved here and then COVID hit everywhere besides Byron Bay. I mean, we went into lockdown, I think twice, but that was it. So anyways, my year has been basically like I had a baby in 2021. My second one, and this was the theme of the whole year because I literally got pregnant in December 2020, found out on New Year's Eve, and then 9 months later, my daughter was born at home, and I'm going to do my birth story in my podcast, but yeah, that's pretty much it. And then I went on maternity leave, and then I'm slowly returning. So, you know, on a personal level, obviously, it was huge because this was the year when I think for every woman, you know, the year that you get pregnant and give birth to your baby is like a huge year. But I think because of that, the rest of the stuff, I kind of have been living in a bubble, literally, when you're pregnant and giving birth and then going on maternity leave, you are in a bubble. So, but with that, with having a baby, each baby is basically a transition, a milestone, shedding of the old skin. So I'm almost like going through another identity crisis. I mean, it's a huge word, but it almost feels like that because I've been asking myself questions. Well, who am I now as a mother of two? And most importantly, how do I juggle this? How do I juggle running a successful business, but also being a mother of two? So, you know, priority shift, value shift, what was important is not important anymore. And so if you're a mother, I'm sure you'll understand. And professionally, it was also huge because I was able to do something that unfortunately not a lot of business women can do, which is go on maternity leave for a good 3 months. Because I know that so many women, even my sister, you know, she was telling me she was working from the hospital, depending on what country you're in. But I think more so when you're running a business, you do not have the luxury is not the word, but it's extremely hard to just go, you know, go and enjoy this time with the baby, which I did for 3 months. And I'm so, so grateful for it. So, you know, and we've built a team that I could trust and I could let go. And so they could hold the Claimed vision and move it forward while I can just step back and relax and really enjoy is a big word. I'm starting to enjoy it now, but really being that experience of being a mother and giving birth and that really resting and indulging in that fourth trimester. So, and which is such a unique feminine journey. You know, if you know my work, I talk a lot. My work is one of the foundational principles is feminine masculine polarity, right? And that's why work and life for women looks very, very different than it looks for men. And so you know, it's such a unique feminine journey to have a business or to have a career, but also, you know, to be getting pregnant and to be giving birth. And so how do you navigate the two? And this is something that we teach all of our clients. And well, in the Claim program, we teach mostly our first and foremost goal is to teach women, to help women attract committed masculine men. But then the second step is then how do you integrate all these principles to really live, you know, a feminine essence, embodied woman life. And so that brings me to what I wanted really to share with you today, because it's not like, oh, here's what happened with me in 2021, but actually to tie it back into what we're doing, why is it important, and my message to you, and then I'll have a question for you. You know, the subject of feminine masculine polarity, which is something that, you know, I've been obsessed with for years and years, and this is what my, one of the foundational pieces that my work is really built on. You know, it's been apparent in my relationship, in my marriage with String, right? But it has very much become apparent, and I really understood it in a very embodied way when I had my first daughter. So when I had my first daughter, Zoe, about 3 years ago, you know, and when I got pregnant, which was 4 years ago, I really, really understood that whole idea that as a woman, you just can't live life like a man. And you can't compete with a man, and there's no need to, because priorities do shift. And I always said, you know, this whole lie of female success that we're trying to be equal to men in a sense, but we can't live and work like men because we have different priorities and different values. You know, I used to say that you can throw out your feminism slogans as soon as you get pregnant, because when you're throwing up in the toilet, forget about work. Your body takes over. And this is something that men don't really experience in terms of, you know, childbirth and pregnancy. So if you're a mother, you'll know what I mean. And so we just can't live that lie of female success that tells us you can do everything, we can do it all. Just lean in, lean in, lean in. And so when you lean in every day, especially when you become a mother, it's burning out. It's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for disease and stress. And it just doesn't work for women today. So here's what I wrote here, is that there's nothing more devastating than being forced to be away from your small or big children. And as a woman, you know, so that you can provide for them. But what a relief when you actually have a masculine man at your side who really is willing to take that role of a protector provider. And as I said, especially if you don't have children, that's okay. And maybe you feel like you don't relate to this, but you do relate to this because it works. It's not like, what if I don't want children, right? What if I don't have children? Never will. It doesn't matter because it's all coded in our DNA. As women, our bodies are programmed and our psyches are programmed and designed to live from those energy centers that are in our heart space and our womb space that are designed to create life. And therefore, we are designed to live life differently. So the question is how? So that's why I created the Claim program. And it's all based also on evolutionary psychology. It's literally in our DNA. So, you know, when I had Zoe and when I implemented this and when I embodied the feminine pole, so to say, of the feminine masculine polarity spectrum, I didn't have to worry about external factors like, you know, where the money is going to come from, survival, where are we going? I could just lean back and relax and let my man, you know, take care of everything else. And it was amazing. And again, coming back to this idea of maybe you don't want children, that's okay. The thing is that it's all about choice. You know, if you have the choice as a woman, that's what I personally believe. And that's what has worked for me. And it's working for so many women that we coach in our Claim program, is that as a woman, you have to feel that you have a choice. You have a choice of, you know, not working when you have children, that you're not forced into work because of money, let's say, or survival. And you have a choice to come back to work if you want to, right? Like I'm that type of a woman. I'm not a stay-at-home mom. You know, I love my work and I show up well here with you on the video. In fact, my newborn is sleeping at the moment. That's why I'm recording this video. So as long as you feel like you have choice, that's the most important thing. And so, you know, yet again, I experienced that freedom and joy with my second baby, where I was really able to let go and relax, surrender into this whole new experience of having a baby and go on maternity leave a month before I was on my due date, you know. And yet again, you know, with String, it was really interesting. Yet again, I witnessed that polarity between the two of us and in our family dynamic at a whole new level, because, you know, a new baby comes and then your roles shift. Now you're a family of four, and who does, like, it's a huge adjustment. And so, you know, I had to exercise leaning back and actually witness, like, will he be able to withstand this challenge? Can I really trust him to steer this, you know, the family, be the protector and the provider, and also steer the whole claimed ship? Because we have a team of six people here. And so, and before I was driving everything, and now I'm stepping back and just watching and just resting into that support system. You know, will he rise up to the occasion? I feel like a lot of women have that, have those questions on their minds. And yet again, just like with my first baby and throughout my whole relationship and with all the men that I've been testing this, and our clients, our women in the program are testing this, yet again, I noticed and I saw that the more I lean back and the more I trust the masculine to rise, the more he will. So what happened for us is, you know, he started to wake up earlier. He started exercising more than usual. He did the work. You know, the masculine train was always on the go because he knew I'm not driving anything anymore. I'm just with a baby. So he showed up in really powerful ways and allowed me to really enjoy and be in that, you know, newborn bubble, which was amazing to feel as a woman because I knew, you know, I could just rest. I could just sleep. Everything was taken care of. So I could just wake up, breastfeed and be with a baby every day. And so, you know, what a precious gift you can actually give to yourself when you are playing in that, embodying fully that feminine polarity and allowing your man to step into his masculine. And this dynamic actually is what we teach and it always works. So coming back to the conclusion, this year has further affirmed two fundamental truths that are for me, that polarity always exists. And second is that the more you lean into your feminine, the more your man will step up and lean into his masculine. So I invite you to ponder on these questions for yourself. You know, where can you see evidence of those truths in your life with men and your dynamics with men that, you know, polarity always exists? I'll give you an exercise that we give to all of our clients. And of course, you know, if you want to know more about polarity and how does it work, I have a webinar where we teach you, you know, three key shifts if you want to attract committed masculine men and go out of that go, go, go mentality as a woman. The link is going to be below. So, and where I explain more about this feminine masculine polarities. And, you know, look for evidence everywhere you go. I used to sit, like, look at the couples that you know, look at the couples on the street. I used to sit in restaurants and really observe polarity at play. Once you know the concepts and you understand the fundamentals, then you can see it everywhere. So I really invite you to ponder, where do you see polarity around you? And how did this polarity play out in your year in 2021? And, you know, how have you leaned back to allow the masculine to come to you and hold you in your desires, cravings, visions, and so on and so forth?
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So this was kind of a personal realization in 2021. This was huge for me. And next I want to share with you how Claimed, our group coaching program and that helps single successful men attract committed masculine men, how Claimed has evolved and kind of changed. I mean, 2021 was a huge year for us and for me, and it definitely exceeded all my expectations. So as soon as I knew that I was pregnant on January 1st, 2021, then we've set up in motion to create systems and structures that would allow me to go on maternity leave. And so I've had a good, 8 months to build the team and create those systems and structures. So I started the group coaching program actually in 2020 with just 11 women. So it's going to be almost 2 years. And one of them, one of the first women who joined, Barbara, she's now our sales director, which is quite exciting. And, this year had Claimed blossom into something so much bigger than me and what I had anticipated. Not only we've been able to attract amazing women into our program, which was enrolled 187 women from all over the world, mostly in the US though, into our program. But also we've built an amazing team that can now support, coach, enroll, support, and coach these women to attract the amazing men into their life and to create what they want in their life based on these feminine, masculine polarity embodiment principles. And in 2021, a lot of women have achieved some incredible successes. There's always a question, Anurova, what do you consider success in your program? And for us, the success is really when you start to attract committed masculine men, right? And it might start with a small shift. I notice that men start looking differently at me. I look differently at myself. I could go on forever, talk hours and hours of how our clients are noticing that things are shifting and things are happening for them because they're changing their belief system about themselves, about men and about relationships, doing their practice and really becoming the woman that they've always wanted to be. But there's also very, very attractive to the great masculine men out there. And so, this year we've seen a lot of successes and just small things. Like the other day, I think Nikki, she posted pictures of two men sending her flowers in the same week, something that has never happened before, and with little notes and things. So just small things like that too. Women getting engaged and getting pregnant and then getting married, although for me, for example, engagement, marriage and children is never the end goal for our clients because, there's so many programs out there like, yeah, I can teach you how to get engaged. And in fact, we have so many women who have been engaged before, even married, but the marriage didn't work or the engagement didn't last. And so that's why for me, that's never the goal. The goal is to shift and transform yourself so that you fall in love with yourself as a woman and you embody your feminine essence to the fullest that is so magnetic and attracting and it feels amazing in your body where there's ease and joy and fulfillment. And from that place, you attract incredible men who are willing to come in and court you and pursue you and play that polarity thing with you. So in terms of client success, it has been an amazing year and it has been even more amazing because I stepped out of the main coaching role because I had to go on maternity leave and the success still continued, which was quite incredible because we have a very, very strong coaching team. We have a very strong enrollment team, obviously. And also this year, our content manager from South Africa has joined us as well. Her name is Cara, which is really taking things to the next level in terms of, how do we show up in the world and, how do we do the podcast and all of these things. So in terms of the team really has come together for Claimed and I'm super proud of all the women. Well, we have a mostly female team with String on top, my husband's String, steering the ship. But the most important thing or one of the most important things that I wanted to share is that it's truly amazing. One of the strongest points or factors of our program is actually our community. And so, you know, from something that I've created and had the intention to and had that vision, it has really blossomed. You know, it was like a seed that I've put into the soil and I've nurtured it and put water and, I want to say condiments, not condiments, what's the word? God, it's on my mind, but you know, the food that you put for the flowers. And so it really has blossomed into this amazing garden that the women who are coming into the program, you know, they're not only like doing the coaching or showing up, but they really have made it their own. And now in our community, women, like the coaches are not even needed because the community is so amazing and women help each other, whether you call it sisterhood, whether you call it community, whether you call it tribe, it doesn't really matter. But that is the strongest suit of our program. And I'm extremely, extremely proud of it. And so, you know, creating a community of women who support each other and truly embody this new way of being as a modern feminine essence woman. And in short, Reverend here, we're changing the world one embodied woman at a time, because really, you know, for us, the claim program is really not for us, oh, you know, it's a business just to make money or whatever. We have a big vision, and that vision is really to create a world where women are embodying their true feminine essence, that they stop fighting against their nature and really understand it, embody it, rediscover it and embody it fully, so that they can attract great men who are out there and are in the majority, and then create this amazing, healthy, embodied relationships that have a lot of impact on future generations. Because for a lot of our women who enroll in the program, and I including myself, because this has been my journey, we carry all these beliefs about men, about relationships, about ourselves. And it's a never-ending cycle, because we then pass it on to our children, they pass it on to their children. So for so many women in the program, if not for all of them, this is where the cycle stops. And then when you have children, they can watch and they can embody these new beliefs through you and through your relationship and through your marriage and so on and so forth. And so that's why I'm here. And it, you know, every time I read a success story, it just warms my heart. And I'm, you know, it's just so fulfilling to be doing work that I love that also creates a lot of impact. So that's what I'm, you know, deeply grateful for and very much humbled by. And so on that note, to close this whole kind of 2021 thing for me personally and professionally, I wanted to share with you some of the things that I found most valuable this year in terms of resources of what to watch, listen, and read. So, and I hope you can appreciate this. All the links are going to be below. So I really recommend watching a 5-part series called Scenes from a Marriage. It's a remake, I believe, from 1973. And that is such an amazing example of polarity. It's so well done that you almost have to stop yourself from watching it because it's too intense. I highly, highly recommend you watch it. It's basically a series that documents the whole, you know, ending of a marriage in very much polarity terms. It's brilliant. It's called Scenes of a Marriage. Scenes from a Marriage. The second thing that I watched, you know, I watched a lot of things on my maternity leave, so that's mainly that, my recommendation from the last 3 months. The second thing is Big Little Lies. This is a series, as you know, with like Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman. It's been, I think it's been more than 3 years since it's released it. I've watched the whole two seasons. And in the beginning, when I watched the first episode a couple of years ago, I didn't really like it because I was like, what are all these white rich women bitching about, and there's a lot of drama and stuff. But then when I got into it, I think it's really, really well done, especially the dynamic between Celeste and Perry and the whole drama and the lies and the shame. And it's quite a psychological movie, and the dynamics between women are really interesting. So I highly recommend. I've watched a documentary just recently called The Line. It's a documentary basically that tells the story of the U.S. Navy SEAL, Eddie Gallagher, and how, you know, they went to Iraq and on a mission, and then basically his own platoon, the guys who were with them, accused him of war crimes. And it's a whole 4-part documentary series that was really, really interesting. There are some ethical questions and some things that have really gone wrong, you know, in the U.S. Navy today and all of that. So this documentary is really interesting, I thought, from one side, where it's really a portrayal of the masculine. You know, when I heard these men talking about their training to be warriors and going to war, and they're excited to be there, that's like their job. And they, when they say, you know, that's what I'm here for, to die for my country. And I was like, what? You know, it's something that as a feminist, as a woman, I can't relate to that. This is such a masculine, you know, protector, provider kind of a thing to feel, to have, to be a warrior. That was good for just an example of an evidence of that masculine kind of trait. But on the flip side, because, you know, when we talk about masculinity or femininity in general, it's all about a spectrum, because there's healthy ways to, you know, show and portray masculinity, and then there's unhealthy ways. And so the unhealthy way, you can also see this a lot in this movie, where the masculine has gone astray and has gone really into the toxic side of it. So that's why I really recommend it. It's called The Line. I watched it on Apple TV. And then another movie that I think won an Oscar for something. I can't remember for what. At least it was nominated with Promising Young Woman. I forgot the actress. But another display of femininity, but toxic femininity. This is a woman who's on a mission for revenge for all men, revenge to all men for everything that has been done to her. And it's so well made. And it's like dark and it's deep and it's like, ugh, it stinks. So I really recommend that. For reading, I recommend, you know, one of the biggest books that had an influence and an impact on me this year and the author that I've discovered, and this is all about like feminism and women, is Camille Paglia. They call her not the founder, but one of the key figures in the intellectual dark web. Dark web. I think it's called Free Women, Free Men, Sex, Gender, Feminism by Camille Paglia. It's basically a collection of essays from a woman. Camille has been called a feminist that other feminists love to hate. Amazing read, very intellectual, academic, straightforward, really very much up my alley. So highly recommend if you want to know more about, you know, where modern feminism has gone wrong. And just for fun, I want to share two books that I've read. One of them is City of Girls by Liz Gilbert. I mean, who doesn't love a good book by Liz Gilbert? Really love that one. I love all of her books. I've read them. This was amazing. And the other one, it comes from my interest in fashion, and that's called In the Name of Gucci by Patricia Gucci. So this is Aldo Gucci's only daughter. I was never into fashion. I never knew all these stories, but to just discover this world of fashion, how this amazing company of Gucci was built and who was behind it. And basically the book, it's a memoir, I would say. Yeah, you could consider it a memoir from Gucci's founder, Aldo, only daughter who was born illegitimately, and the drama and the things and the company. Like, I absolutely loved it. And in fact, this year, another movie has come with Lady Gaga called House of Gucci, I think, where she plays not his daughter, but I think his, oh God, nephew's wife that was killed. And anyways, a lot of drama, an Italian family, a lot of drama. Watch it. I mean, read it. Now, for listening, so for those of you who don't know, I have a podcast that's called Claimed, where we talk about all these subjects of feminine, masculine polarity, femininity, masculinity, embodiment. And so my top favorite podcast episodes released in 2021 were Becoming Selfish, Experiencing Great Men, and Getting Unstuck from Little Girl Energy with Samantha, Angie, and Michelle. These are three of the clients who've gone through the Claim program, achieved amazing success and results. And by far, this is our number one top downloaded episode. Highly recommend. Again, all the links are going to be below. Next episode is called What is Feminine Embodiment and What Does It Have to Do with Attracting Committed Masculine Men? This is an episode that I did by myself, basically explaining what is feminine embodiment, because feminine embodiment is a tool and a modality that we use to coach all women. So highly recommend you check that out. And the other one is Where Have All the Good Men Gone? And this is basically my interview with Elephant Journal's founder, Waylon Lewis. It was really, really good. A bit kind of controversial, because the guy's like, what are you talking about, Anne Rova? Do you want to go back to the 50s where the women are in the kitchen and the men are working? I'm like, no. But it was great. And they broadcast it on Facebook and we released it on the podcast episode. So my top three episodes, make sure, if you're new to this channel and to my work, I think these three episodes are really going to give you an idea what Claim is all about, what my work is all about. And obviously, you're going to learn a lot along the way, hopefully. And in January, actually, I highly recommend you subscribe to the podcast, because in January, we're going to re-release our top 10 episodes, these three included. That's how we're going to start the year. And then we're going to produce new content for you. So in terms of listening, here are my three recommendations for other podcasts, not the Claim podcast. One is the interview with Bessel van der Kolk called Trauma, the Body in 2021 on Krista Tippett's podcast On Being. On Being is a really, really great podcast if you're into you know, personal growth, spirituality, stuff like that. It's one of the most high quality that I've been a really big fan of. So that interview with Bessel van der Kolk, who is one of the leading experts in actually somatic therapy and how it impacts trauma and all of that. So, which is the foundation actually for embodiment and the work that we do. The other one is also on being, but now with Esther Perel. It's called The Erotic is an Antidote to Death. Esther Perel's work is amazing. I've listened to her podcast, Where Should We Begin? I've been a huge fan of hers. I mean, if you don't know Esther Perel, she's done a TED Talk. She's written two books and now has a podcast, Where Should We Begin? She's basically a psychotherapist for relationships, for psychotherapist in relationships. So an amazing woman. So highly recommend you listen to that. And then the last one is an episode on my coach's podcast. I started working with this woman, Sheila Davison, and I love this episode about seasons as map and compass that basically also talks about and embodies this whole feminine way of dealing with life in a more cyclical way, that it's not just go, go, go and in the linear progression. So that's that. And last but not least, I have a quote for you from Camille Paglia, because I thought Cara was like, oh, maybe I should throw in a quote. So here's a quote from Camille Paglia. A woman simply is, but a man must become. Masculinity is risky and elusive. It is achieved by a revolt from women, and it is confirmed only by other men. I'm going to leave you with this quote. And to finish off, looking ahead to 2022, we've got big plans for 2022. We have planned a whole year of Claimed with the team and with String and everything. It's been quite a few days in the making, but we finally did it. We're super excited and looking forward to further expand the vision of Claimed and bring in a lot more women into the program. And so I'm looking forward to big things. And I'm just going to share two of the big things that we're changing or we're looking forward to. Big thing number one is that this year we decided to really double down on what matters most, and the relationship that we have with you, watcher, subscriber, amazing woman. If you've watched this far, half an hour, like, you're a girlfriend, because, you know, attention is everything these days. And so that's what we really want to focus on, really what matters most. And this basically means that we want to focus on producing amazing value for our audience, be it, you know, our podcast listeners on the Claim podcast, you know, this YouTube channel, or our email subscribers, right? So it's all about producing amazing value and high quality content. We want to be excited. I want to be excited about every single video that I sit here and film for you, every single email that we write, every single podcast, and want you to be excited for it as well. You know, we want you to be inspired by every success story we write and every community post that we send out. And we want to be really, really proud of our work and produce high quality content. Not that we weren't before, but I think this year is really going to be all about that, about you. And how can I become your most trusted advisor in the dating and relationships niche, where it's not just, you know, I'm giving you, I don't know, 5 tips and hacks and tricks, but it's really highly valuable content. And, you know, whether you become our client or not, it doesn't really matter. It's all about creating that relationship with you. I mean, hopefully you will decide to join us and take my hand and step into this journey of transformation. But if you're not ready, that's totally fine. Because, you know, obviously our vision is changing, helping women transform from the insides, change and create amazing relationships. And obviously how we do that is mainly through our Claim group coaching program, but we also can do this through a YouTube channel, right? Or the podcast. And I hope that you really recognize this, and this is our promise to you. So when you decide to focus on what's important, you also look at, well, what's not important? What can we get rid of? What we decided to get rid of this year is, well, not this year, but hopefully for the future, is Instagram. Instagram as a platform for sharing and for creating content. We might use it in the future like an advertising channel, but it's not that I've given up. I'm done. My relationship with Instagram, oh my God, I think this has been like the fourth course. I've spent thousands of dollars into really trying to figure it out, and Instagram never felt good to me. And there's so many things that I'll link to a post by Sheila Davison about why she got off Instagram. And that has highly influenced me. And that article is written so well. And so it was a scary move, because what do you mean you're not going to be on Instagram, right? But it was an important one, and it's the right one for us. And so instead of, you know, doing these brain farts, how I call them, and spending our time and energy on creating a 30-second clips or doing this little posts and things and trying to run around the algorithm and being the best and comparing ourselves and creating infographics. Like, I'm fucking done with that. I am all in for what is the idea? How can we create amazing content for you? We bought an amazing iPhone that you're watching here now, you know, the awesome camera. I'm sitting in front of a ring light, you know, to create great content for you that looks good, that feels good, and that is aligned with our principles. And so Instagram is a platform. I mean, it's an amazing platform for so many people, I know, but it's just not for us. So that's why I'm off it. And so if you want to be a part of our world more and more and hear about what's coming up next or what are we releasing, the best way is to actually subscribe to our newsletter and our emails that we're going to send out that, you know, I'm going to write and then Cara is going to write so that you can be informed about, you know, the live masterclasses that we're running or different updates and really a lot of value that we're going to share with you. And obviously on this channel, I'm going to create a lot of videos as well. So to finish off, big thing number two, well, this is mostly for clients who are enrolled currently because I know they're going to watch this video. Hi, claim clients. But also for you, because I know that a lot of women have been asking me about this, but if you've joined the claim program and you've embodied all the principles and you're looking for that next step, there's something exciting brewing. It will be announced in the first quarter of 2022. And I can't wait to get my hands dirty again and work with women. And really, it's all about that next level. What is the next level after the claim program? And this is for women who want to go deeper into all areas of life, not only men, but also money, career, business, motherhood, and feminine leadership. It's bringing embodiment to the next level so that you can truly embody and live that, you know, life of polarity, fulfillment, and joy, and playing on a high level. So that's going to be now soon and super, super exciting. All right. Well, thanks so much. If you have any feedback or comments, comment below. And also you can always email us. I don't even know where to send you, but if you send an email, if you DM it, we're still on Instagram replying to DMs, but comment here or, well, if you send an email to anna@claim.com or hello, what is the email? I don't even know what's the email, but anyways, it will be in the show notes below the video. So thanks so much for watching. Oh my God, my husband's going to be like, what? You talked for 40 minutes? Yes, I talked for 40 minutes and here it is. Woohoo! Congrats for finishing up this terrible year or amazing year, whatever it has been for you. And looking forward to 2022, the best year yet to come. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up, to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that it's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men. And not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking, perfectionism, and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness and rebuilding your faith in your own voice, in your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating a sense of awareness and pleasure and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be and it's easy and joyful and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, I mean, booked. My calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.